Schaufelberger says if WashDOT gave bad information about the underground condition,
that the viaduct could be shut down if it's proven unsafe.
I do think, along with the state, we have to evaluate that. And should we reach a point where we need to make some other decision about whether that should be used, we need to prepare contingency plans. And the staff in Seattle is in discussions with WashDOT about other scenarios.
As a citizen of your city, when you hear that this major arterial, this freeway through town, is cracked and sinking and the ground is unstable, but it's okay to drive on it, yeah, and everything's fine, but the soil beneath is unstable and it's, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. Who are we supposed to believe as citizens? I mean, you get a little nervous when you're driving.
And rightfully so. I can tell you, when I was chair of the House Transportation Committee, we got regular reports from the department on the safety of the viaduct. Now, the city's going to examine those reports, and we're also going to make our own independent analysis. And if we feel that there are issues about the viability of the structure in the short term, we'll talk to the state about those. We have to be prepared for any contingency. You know, this viaduct is Exhibit A of our failure to invest in our infrastructure over the last 40 years. This is an issue that sat there for decades. And we just, you know, barely missed a massive disaster during the Nisqually earthquake. That's why it's so important to get the tunnel finished and the seawall fixed.
One last question on safety issues, just to make sure I heard you correctly. The city is going to look over all of those engineering and inspection reports on the safety of the viaduct in particular. If at some point the city disagrees with WashDOT assessment that it's safe to drive on, would you close down the Alaska Way Viaduct?
Well, it is a state highway and not a city road. I actually don't know my ability to close down a state highway. I suspect it's very limited. I think the more important thing is, if I believe we had evidence that we would bring to the state, or if they had evidence that they would bring to us, that we would deal with the issues of traffic and how we would mitigate that if we had to close the viaduct down. I feel pretty good about where our working relationship is.
Mayor Ed Murray may not be able to close down the viaduct, but he does have influence over how the city might raise its minimum wage. The mayor's task force is working on a proposal that it will release in late April. The mayor says for Seattle, that's fast-tracking.
It's a quick process. It's only 4 months. I realize some press has said it's a long process, but most things at the city take way longer than 4 months. Having said that, what I have learned, and we knew this to some extent going into it, the minimum wage by itself will not deal with the issue of making the city an affordable city, making the city an equitable city when it comes to economics. But what I have learned is that, you know, this is an issue where small businesses in particular are very concerned, and some of the larger businesses are more willing to talk to us. And I think it's worth mentioning that many small businesses are started by immigrants. There are times when this issue has been tried to be set up as, you know, the people against corporations, but actually it's much more complicated than that.
And yes, I've talked to a lot of small businesses as well that who say their conscience weighs on the side of increasing the minimum wage for their workers, and perhaps it's only three or four workers.
That's right.
But in fact, when they look at the dollars and cents of it, they're getting hit. In particular, Chef Tom Douglas, who's a little bit bigger than four workers, right, voluntarily raised his line cooks to $15 an hour. And I was recently at a panel where he pulled out the numbers and said he had taken a multi-million dollar hit, and mm-hmm, that had surprised him. I guess what I'm leading to, the possibility that could we look at, businesses of a certain size or a certain income level maybe paying higher wages than smaller businesses?
I do think that we probably need some sort of phase-in, particularly for the very smallest business. Most restaurants are family-owned or very, very small, several employees, and they operate on the margins. It's a place where people go out of business as much as they go into business. So I think we have to be smart about this. If we're smart about this, I think we could be a model for the nation.
As you mentioned, this is, as far as the city of Seattle goes, a pretty quick public process. Do you plan to take action this year?
Yes. I mean, the hope is I will send a recommendation to the council at the end of April. We're in discussions with them, and those discussions will intensify over the next couple of months. It's my hope that they will then be able to act, in the next few months following when I submit a recommendation, so that we would act this year on whatever proposal we can agree on. And not everyone's going to agree.
As you heard, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says he will submit his recommendation on the minimum wage. Probably next month we'll bring you updates on the task force proposal over the coming month as well. It's The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm Marcy Silman.